any result like would give us a lift. But to be fair, I think it's the manner that, that the lads achieved the result was probably, you know, the most encouraging. We didn't play, you know, hugely well in it. It was, you know, we were behind twice and behind, but a couple of minutes ago we conceded the second, and to be fair to them, they showed an awful lot of character, to be fair to them. That's encouraging, and it gives us and then a lot of hope, but we need to add to it, and we need to add, you know, points to it when we go to Sligo on Monday week, and when we play Derry on the following weekend on the Sunday.
Yeah. How is the squad this week? Did they all come through unscathed from that tie, did they?
Yeah, well, we were short a number that didn't travel with us, and one or two that were nursing injuries that we did tug on the bench, and we didn't use one of them in particular. They came through okay. However, we have a few longer term injuries that the Bray Cup game on Saturday will probably be a little bit, maybe a week or two early for it. But look, we've numbers back, to put it that way, to you, that we mightn't have had before, and we won't be complaining about the multitude of games now on the basis that we've had, you know, 6 days since Waterford to prepare for Bray on Saturday.
Yeah, so you're going to mix things up again come the cup match on Saturday. Then you will be making a few changes.
Yeah, we will. We'll freshen things up to a degree. You know, that's not a. It's nothing really. On the basis, we will give lads maybe game time that may not have got a huge amount of it, but we need to be at our best, regardless of the personnel that come out to get into out of Brave. They're looking for promotion. It's probably the reverse of the situation we were in when we went to Bray in the Cup. I think it might have been 2 years ago.
Yeah.
We were at the top of the First Division, they were at the bottom of the Premier Division, and we ran out winners. And it's kind of the reverse of that on Saturday, where we're in the opposite camps at the moment as regards the division.
Yeah, I suppose it shows what Irish football can be like. There's been so much change within both squads, Ollie, in a short period of time, which is really just two seasons, so it is. And it's probably an indication of how things evolve so quickly in the League of Ireland.
Yeah, there's certainly, you know, there's only a couple of players there that are still in the club since I was there. I think there's only two of them, to put it that way to you. There's lads that came and went, and then there's others. Obviously, it turns over very, very quickly, as it does with a lot of teams, maybe the exceptions being the likes of Dundalk and Shamrock Rovers that can get long-term contracts and keep the players there for a length of time. We're not in that position, and neither are Bray, to be fair to them, but you know, we need to play well to get to whatever, be it extra time, be it penalties, and if we play well, it'll go to the wire, to put it that way.
Yeah, I'm sure you watched Bray in recent weeks. What are they going to bring to the table, Ollie?
Yeah, I saw Bray play in the league in Galway last Friday. They bring a lot of experience. They have a very good mixture of experience and legs with youth. Like Gary Shaw, you know, Gary Deegan is a Premier Division player also. He's back from, you know, Gary was playing with Doncaster in the English League up to 2 years ago. He played with Waterford. He's been in Bray now the last whatever year and a half. Killian Cantrell that was with us. Killian is a Premier Division player. Aaron Barry that would have played around the country in Derry and Cork. And you know, they have serious quality. They have Premier Division players, and I'm sure they're hoping that they'll be a Premier Division club next year.
Yeah. Is this a game, Ollie, that you would see as being much more winnable than if you were playing maybe another of the top half sides in the Premier Division?
No. There's very little difference between Bray and, if you like, the bottom of the Premier Division, to put it that way. Yeah, if you're comparing it with a way to Shamrock Rovers or a way to Dundalk, yep, there would be a gap. However, if you're talking about the lower end of the Premier Division where we are competing in, they would compete in that very comfortably, put it that way to you. So the top half of the First Division is very strong, as it always has been, but look, please God, we'll be worrying about the Premier Division for the number of weeks and months ahead.
Yeah. I get the feeling that maybe you would rather have a league game this weekend than a cup match, Ollie, would that be?
Yeah. If we'd lost in Waterford, you probably would be delighted for the cup game. The fact that you won and you turned it around and the players, you showed a huge amount of character. Yeah, you'd love to carry it into to a league game. However, we'd love to stay in the cup, to put it that way, Tailshane, and you know, at least we have a little bit of confidence and behind us. And as I said, you know, can we kick on from turning around? As I said earlier in the conversation, we didn't play all that well in Waterford and won, which is usually a very good sign. We've often played a lot better in last, which basically, you know, didn't add anything to you. But this will be touch and go. Should we be at ourselves on Saturday? There's very little between the teams. They have home advantage. And without doubt, they'll fancy getting to the quarterfinal of the Cup.
Yeah. You brought in Adam Foley before the Waterford game. Ollie, what was the qualities that you've seen in him that you wanted to bring him to Donegal?
Look, I know Adam from his time in particular in Glenavon. He was around the Irish League, he was around the Championship with Newry and indeed with Portadown. But I knew him from his time up at Glenavon, where he has ability in the attacking end, third of the pitch, which we needed to add to. He's only coming back really from. He hasn't played a competitive game bar what he played in the last while in Waterford. Hasn't played in quite a while since the Championship in the North lockdown back in March. So it'll take him a while to get up to full speed, but he has quality, he has ability, and you know he needs game time also to get back to the standard that we need to try and keep us in the Premier Division, I think.
Yeah. Just finally then, Ollie, are you still scouting for any more additions?
Yeah, we are, except, you know, the deadline is tomorrow and we would love to take in maybe one more, but it hasn't materialised. We're always looking for players to come in. We'd love to strengthen with one more, to put it that way to you, but as of now, you know, near the end of the week and the deadline effectively is tomorrow, that you know, your registrations would have to be in by tomorrow. It looks highly unlikely, Oisín.
Okay, listen, thanks for taking the call and the best of luck in the Cup match of the weekend.
Thank you, Oisín.